Watchers for the week 1st to 6 August 2004.
Clary's called in on her future daughter-in-law.
Sorry, Will's at work.
Oh, no, lovey. He's got Eddie with him. Clearing brambles or something. Didn't he say?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think he did.
It won't take him long. Anyway, it's you I want to see. Oh, do you mind if I sit down?
No, of course not. Would you like a drink?
No, darling, love you all. I'm on my way to the bull. Oh, I've had that washer going all weekend. All Edward's stuff.
Oh, of course. Are you serious about going then?
Oh, there ain't no talking to him. He ain't said nothing to you about it, has he?
Me? No. Why?
Well, just that... Well, you've always got on, you two.
No, I haven't seen him.
Oh, I just wondered.
He hasn't said why to you and Eddie then?
Not really, no. Only all this stuff about it being a great opportunity. But he's been acting so funny lately, Emma. Really quiet, really down.
Right.
I don't know, I wish he'd talk to someone about it.
Yeah.
I think he talks to Oliver Sterling a bit.
What?
Well, he said if Edward couldn't stand up beside William in church and be genuinely happy for him, then maybe it'd be best if he wasn't there at all.
Oh.
I don't know what it is with the two of them. Edward's not doing so bad these days, if he can just keep out of trouble. But whatever William does... Oh, I suppose he's just jealous.
Yeah, maybe.
Anyway, he's made his mind up. There ain't no swaying him.
When's he going?
Well, that's the other thing. Tonight.
Tonight?
As soon as I finish at the pub, we're taking him to the airport.
Oh, he's warming up.
There it is.
Oh, thanks for helping, Dad.
No problem. As long as Brian Aldridge makes it worth me while.
Oh, he will.
Not like I could have done a car boot a day anyway, since Edward's got other things on his mind.
Don't talk to me about him.
He's dropped you in it a bit, isn't he?
A bit? Why are we even surprised?
It is a good chance for it.
Yeah, right.
You know, I'm going to do the patio work I've got on my own mind, especially at harvest. I've just taken on Lillian Bellamy's blooming garden.
Well, what about me? I'm a best man, sure.
Yeah, I know, son. It's far worse for you.
Oh, he's probably done me a favour. He was only going to screw it up, wasn't he?
No. I'm sure he'd done his best for you and Emma.
Well, I'm glad we haven't got to find out.
Hey, it's not right, though, William. You parting like this.
Like what?
It's too easy for a family to drift apart. Like me and Alf.
You know what? Good.
Oh, God. I don't want you two to be like that. To break your mum's heart.
Well, I'm sorry, Dad. That's how I feel at the moment.
Yeah, okay. I expect I'd be the same. Have you got anyone else in mind then?
Well, for best man. Me and Em been talking about it all yesterday. I was thinking, oh yeah.
So anyway, Betty says she thinks that she looks much
sorry,
nicer.
Sorry, Carrie. What time are you due at the bull?
Oh, not... Oh, no, Lord, I better go.
Right, then.
And you won't forget, Brenda wants a word about her headdress. Now she's thinking of having a headdress.
Yeah, I'll give her a call.
Oh, good, right. Well, I'll get off, then. Bye-bye, lovey, then.
Bye.
You all right? You look a bit tired.
Yeah, I'm fine. It's just everything, you know.
I know. Weddings, eh? But it'll all be worth it, you'll see.
Yeah.
I'll see myself out. I'll see you then, bye.
Bye, thanks. Right. Come on,
Hello?
It's me.
Yeah.
Ed, I've got to see you.
Who are you?
Please.
No, Emma.
Please. Please, Ed, I have to.
Yeah?
Before you go.
Okay, then you better come round.
These boots are filthy.
If I go on like this, Sid will never speak to me again.
You mean you're not tempted?
Alright, now that's better.
Roy?
Yeah?
There was a sort of favour I was going to ask you.
Oh, yeah?
It's... well, it's a bit awkward. I don't know if you've heard, Ed's going away.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, saw him without best man. Again.
Oh, right.
And I was wondering, well, me and Em, if you'd do it.
Wow, you'd have it great, yeah. Yeah, I'm delighted. That's not a favour, mate, it's an honour.
Oh, you sure? Oh, I'm sorry if it sounds a bit like, well, you're third on the list or something.
Third time lucky. Look, I won't let you down.
Oh, I've got, but, you know, best man duties, if you need to know what to do in that.
It's no problem. Done it before.
Oh, have you?
Yeah, mate at college. Yeah, I know the deal. Ring, speech, get to the church. Oh, and the most important thing.
What?
Stag night, stupid.
Oh.
Only for Deans, we went to Blackpool.
Blackpool?
Yeah. Oh, not that I remember that much about it, but... I mean, that was a few years ago. Things have moved on since then.
I was thinking of just a few drinks somewhere.
I mean, no, with all the cheap deals, you don't have to stay in this country, do you?
I mean, there's Amsterdam, yeah?
Oh, no, I'll tell you where it's meant to be really good is Prague.
Where?
Prague! It's cheap, great beer. You just leave it to me.
Thanks for letting me.
It's all right. I know why. Don't worry about any of it. We're going to be all right.
What?
You know how much I love you.
Ed, no. That's not what I came for.
What then? What? Why are you doing this? What are you on, messing me around like this?
I'm sorry.
Not again.
I'm not trying to mess you around. I came to say, well, say goodbye.
What?
You can't go without saying goodbye.
I don't believe this.
I mean, came to say thank you.
Let's just go, all right?
No, listen to me. I know what you're doing, and I know you must be doing it for me.
What?
Well, I've been thinking about it non-stop. I couldn't sleep for thinking about it. And then your mum said about...
You're talking rubbish!
Well, maybe it sounds like it to you, but... Well, I've got to tell you, Ed, you've got to understand what it's like for me. You can love two different people in two different ways.
Please.
No, listen!
No, you listen to me! I'm sick of this! How many times have we been here? You seem to, like, dangle some hope in front of me, and then you snatch it away at the last minute. You love me, you don't love me, you love him, you don't love him, and... Well, now you decided you love both of us. But in the end, I mean, what changes? Nothing. You're still with Will.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's what I came to
I explain. I don't want to know!
Well, I want you to. I'm trying to... I've been trying to make some sort of grown-up decision here.
Yeah, the only decision you've made is because you're a Carter. I mean, all you care about is how things look to everyone else.
No, that's not true. I love Will.
Yeah, but not like me. You just said so!
No! Maybe not. But... Well, I still love him. I do.
You better add.
What?
You better add. And you better make it work with him because you needn't come running to me.
Ed.
Just go, Emma. I've got stuff to do.
Ed, please. I don't want to... We can't. You can't just go like this. Please, just say...
What? Well, I understand. Well, I don't, and I never will. Yeah, I'll tell you what I'm going, shall I? It's not for you, or Will, or for anyone else. It's for me. Because I couldn't stand to be there in that church and watch you throw your life away. I couldn't stand there right near to you.
Ed. Ed.
No.
Well, I'll go then. If you can't see why I'm doing what I'm doing.
I know what you're doing. You're making the safe choice. Boring safe choice.
I'm not.
It's your life.
I'm going.
Bye.
Bye. Bye, Ed.
God, it's all one big lie!
Oh, that's a good ball.
Yeah, Edgley have really picked up this season.
Yeah. Reckon they got their eye on the shield.
Well, they've got to be in with a chance if they go on like this.
Hey, Phoebs! No, look, what have I told you? Not on the pitch.
You're driving me mental at the moment.
You're supposed to be selling it to me, aren't you? Marriage and kids and that.
Well, on a good day, yeah. But
she's just been really stroppy recently.
How old is she?
Six.
Well, I'm going on 16.
There are some good bits, though. About being a dad?
Yeah, of course. You're not thinking about kids yet, though, you and Emma?
No. Oh, I was just wondering.
Oh, here she is. We thought you got lost.
Yeah, where have you been, Em?
Sorry, got held up.
You okay?
Yeah, fine. How'd you get on?
Out first ball, bounced off my pad.
Bad luck.
Are you going to tell her the good news?
What's this?
Oh, yeah. Roy's going to be my best man.
Oh, that's great. Thanks, Roy.
Yeah, it'll be my pleasure. Going to get straight on the internet when I get home, start sorting out his stag night.
The internet?
He's talking about us going abroad.
Yeah. Well, it's got to live up to your end night, after all.
I'd better go through, Mum.
Oh, Edward.
Hey, come on, Clary. He'll be all right.
Yeah, of course I will. I'll phone when I get there.
Promise?
Tomorrow will do.
No, Eddie, I want to know.
Yeah, but it'll be the middle of the night.
No, I'll phone in the morning, Mum.
Great. Okay, love.
Oh, I suppose so. Now, you look after yourself, darling, won't you?
I'll be fine. Don't worry, Mum, honest.
But I do. Oh, Eddie, you're going to, you know...
Oh, yeah. There's £100 in here, son, for emergencies.
Dad?
For emergencies, mine.
Thanks. Oh, thanks.
Yeah, that's all right.
Oh, just let me have another. Bye-bye, my sweetheart.
Come on, Mum. I'm so sorry about all this.
As long as you know what you're doing. And if it don't work out, you just come straight home.
It'll work out.
Well, if you think you made the wrong decision...
No, it's the right decision. I know it is. I know, but...
Well, he was used to be able to put my jacket on.
Yes, I saw.
It's rabbit pie tonight.
Yeah, well, this'll only take a minute.
I don't see why we have to move it at all. I could understand if the cows needed a fresh bite.
Well, Sam reckons they do.
There's plenty of grass left where they just come from.
Well, he's got this theory.
Oh, a theory.
How are you doing?
Ah, nearly there. You're early.
Yeah, Ruth's finishing off for me.
All right. Okay, you can get off, Bert, now, Sam's here.
Yeah, you go. Rabbit pie tonight, innit?
Hey, not before I've heard this theory of yours.
What?
About leaf cover.
Oh, that.
Go on then. I'm all ears.
It gets a bit technical.
I can cope.
Okay. If you graze a paddock too hard, you don't leave enough leaf cover for the regrowth to intercept the incoming sunlight efficiently. So the regrowth takes longer. You with me so far?
Yes.
Right. Now the figures. You move the cows on when the grass is down to 2-2.5 inches. And the target length for grazing again should be when it's about 4-5 inches. Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Now this is the technical bit. You see my boot? Haven't you noticed those marks I've painted on there? That's the two eyes.
Hey? Hey, technical or what?
Oh, technical? You're mad, you are.
And then you were so low on playing, Kirsty, I'd have brought another tray.
Well, there's been a real rush on it today. I think there must have been a recipe in one of the Sunday papers.
I'll bring some extra tomorrow.
Thanks, Pat. 4:15.
If I can get a sensible day's work out of Clary, that is.
Huh?
Been all over the place today. About Ed.
Oh, yeah. Has he gone then?
Yeah, last night. He phoned her this morning to say he got there all right, but that hasn't stopped her worrying.
No?
Oh, it's a funny business all round, isn't it? Suddenly heading off like that.
I don't know. Tom was surprised he'd stuck the sausage making for as long as he had.
Good thing Susan was happy to up her hours.
Well, that's only temporary.
I know. Oh, poor old Tom. Ever since he went into that unit, it's been one thing after another.
Oh, he's okay. Once he's had a good moan about it, he just gets on and sorts things out.
I don't feel we've been much support. To be honest, I haven't really got the time or the brain space to get involved in Tom's problems at the moment.
No, well, there's Helen to think about first, isn't there?
Yeah. How's she been when she's here?
Much the same. At home?
Yeah. Still not saying much. Yeah, and we had this awful supper. She didn't tell you?
No.
Oh, it ended up with me virtually begging her Well, I did have to beg to get her to eat something.
And did she?
Oh, a tiny amount, but yes.
Oh, no.
Since then, well, hasn't eaten a single meal with us. And in a way, I can't say I blame her.
Pat, I haven't been reading any of those self-help books, I promise, but what do you think she could be punishing herself?
Punishing herself? For what?
Oh, everything. Everything to do with Greg.
Oh, dear. Oh, Kirsty, I don't know.
Oh, me neither. She doesn't seem to want to let anyone help her.
No. I don't suppose... Have you got time for a drink?
Well...
I just feel you've got a sort of different angle on her.
Oh, I'm sorry, Pat, I can't tonight. I'm going to the gym with Brenda.
Oh. Oh, never mind.
But I'm working at the Bull later. Why don't you come down?
It's a big compliment to us, you're having a dance with Gloria's sister.
I know.
I'm afraid it's going to be a long time before David's anyone's first choice.
But Gloria was quick enough off the mark.
She's taken a bit of a liking to
me. Ruth, you'd better watch it.
I'm not worried. He's terrified.
I thought you were going to say terrible.
Oh, that too. I don't mean to be horrible, but if she wants to have her feet bruised...
We all have to learn.
That's what I thought, but he's been practising and practising, and he's still standing all over the tools. Anyway, at least it means we get a chance to talk.
It's been ages.
Oh, I'm well behind with the gossip.
Oh, that was great.
That was awful.
Well, you seem to be doing very well.
Oh, she had me in this iron grip.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and she's found a new name for me.
A new name?
Last week she was comparing him to Michelangelo's David.
Had she seen the original?
So who is it now?
Oh, you don't want to know. Dance with me, Ruth, quick.
Well, where's the show?
Oh, what's the name's grabbed him again? They're very assertive, aren't they, these Latin women?
Oh, maybe you should sit this one out.
Yeah, good idea.
Oh, baby! Oh, boy, he's my baby!
Hello.
Oh, you don't mind, do you, Ruth? I think he's learning fast.
I'm sure he is with you. No, off you go.
Oh, she's a very understanding wife, you're Ruth.
Yeah, very, very supportive.
Bye-bye, sweetheart.
See you later.
Yes, I'll see you later.
You are evil.
I wish I'd for his own good and the farm's. We can't afford to have me hobbling around. Come on, gossip.
Where do we start?
I've seen you in here before, have I? Not behind the bar, I mean.
Must have timed it wrong.
Yeah, must have. What nights do you do there?
Oh, it varies. Not as many as I used to.
Pity.
Yeah, but with working in the shop, I'd never been nice to people by 5:30.
No exceptions?
No. Now drink your pint and go.
Oh, I do like a woman who knows her mind.
That'll be £2.40, please.
And whatever you're having.
Oh, thanks. I might go mad and have a lime and soda.
See, you're a cheap date.
Only when I'm working.
Here, Sam. Oh, you've been telling Joe, wouldn't he, beat you?
Oh, yeah.
And your famous theories.
Right.
Need a change.
So, catch you later.
Yeah, sure.
Of course you're not, eh? You just let the cows graze a paddock till they started bellowing because they was hungry.
Yeah, very scientific.
And you moved them on to the next field.
Yeah, well, times move on, Bert.
Ah, maybe. But as Joe says, they still ain't got a machine yet to get up in the morning and milk the cows, are you, am I?
I'm glad you couldn't
make it. Oh, it felt as if I was sneaking out. I don't like talking about her behind her back.
Oh, I don't either, but what else can we do? She won't let anyone talk about it to her face.
No. So this punishing herself thing...
Oh, I don't know, Pat. It's just a thought.
If she stopped talking to you as well, I thought it was just me.
Maybe that's punishing herself too. Not letting people get too close.
She's getting worse.
She's in this narrow world of her own where she's in control. And anyone who tries to interfere is just a pain.
Oh, it's such agony, Kirsty. I can't tell you. How you watch her do this to herself and not being able to get through to her.
This would be dreadful for you. I don't think Helen can be enjoying it much either.
Time's just passing and she's getting thinner and thinner. I can't let it go on.
No. And I don't think you should.
What?
I know why you're nervous about it, but... Well, maybe you put your feelings on one side for long enough. Helen's not going to do anything by herself. Perhaps if you said something, it'd, I don't know, shake her up a bit.
I did say something last week.
Say it again. It's not going to go in straight away. Tell her how upset it's making you.
I don't know, Kirsty. I'm so scared of making things worse.
Pat.
You know what happened when I spoke my mind about Greg? She stopped speaking to me altogether.
Well, I'm sorry, Pat. I think it's a risk you've got to take. You've said yourself, you can't go on like you are.
No. But she's avoiding me now. I mean, if I say something, I'm just so terrified I'll drive her away for good.
OK, that's the work and family gossip done. Let's get to the important stuff.
What?
You and Ashok. Have you set the date yet?
Ah, no. Well, you see, the thing is...
Mind your backs. Oh. Right, Virgin Mary for you, Usa.
Oh, thanks.
One red wine.
Great, thanks.
What have you done with Ashok?
Oh, he's waiting for our nachos.
What?
Felt a bit peckish.
Just you.
Well, keeps up the South American theme. Cheers.
Cheers. Oh, lovely. Oh, it's been great tonight. When are we going again?
When Gloria's on holiday.
David!
I am not going again unless one of you two promises to dance with me all night.
She's very nice.
Well, I'm sure she is, if you're a woman.
We can't go again this week anyway. It's the Beetle Drive on Thursday.
Oh, yes, mustn't miss that. That Ashok's intrigued.
He knows there's no extra points for artistic merit, does he?
Yes, I have pointed this out.
Oh, that's OK, then.
Aha! Hola! Oh,
don't believe it.
Good. Making you thirsty, this dancing, huh?
Very.
What? Oh, yeah, sorry, Gloria. Have a seat. Can I get you a drink?
Oh, how kind, yeah. I think they have cocktails here, no?
Yes, they do. All marked up behind the bar.
Come, I go with you and juice.
All right. Has she got a tracking device or what? I mean, of all the bars in Felbersham. You told her.
We might have mentioned we were going for a drink.
I'll kill you for this. Both of you.
Baby, they come.
Just don't say it, Ruth.
Where is my baby Beckham?
I think you'd better go, baby.
I shan't forget this.
No, we'll wait.
Baby.
Oh, dear. Right. Right. Where were we? You and Ashok.
Ah, yes. Where is the question?
Sorry?
Well, never mind setting a date. We've got to decide where we're going to be living first.
What's wrong with Blossomhill Cottage?
No, you don't understand. I'm not sure Ambridge is even in the equation.
What?
He's still talking about wanting to settle in Canada or India.
No, I thought you put him off that.
Well, he knows I'm not keen. Well, not about India, anyway.
You'd consider Canada?
I think it's the better option for me, don't you?
No, the better option for you is to stay where you are. At least it's the better option for me.
Ruth, you are sweet.
I don't want you to move.
You could come and visit.
It's not the same.
Well, don't worry, it's all still just talk. We'll probably end up growing old and grey in Ambridge.
Well, I was kind of hoping so.
And when we're too creaky for seltzer, you and me can join the WI and enter the crochet competition.
Or not.
We'll still be friends. Whatever happens.
Brian's had an unusual experience.
I mean, for a moment, I felt almost sorry for Matt Crawford.
I hope you lay down till the feeling passed.
I certainly did. And within a second or two, I was grinning from ear to ear.
More like it. You know, the thought of Lillian tagging along on his boys' only shooting party.
It's delicious, isn't it? Cheers on for you.
Come on. But she's not actually going to shoot, is she?
No, I don't think he's that daft. She'll probably end up loading for him.
Well, if he hasn't got his own ghillie. Come on.
You'll do as well.
Oh,
well, maybe she'll just stand around and look decorative. Of course, she's proposing to spend a fortune on all the kit, you know.
Oh, I do know. Did Mum tell you what happened when she went to the clay school?
No. Come on.
She only tried to load her gun with her lipstick.
What?
Same size and shape as a cartridge, apparently. She got them mixed up in her pocket.
Priceless! Yeah, I hope she does load for Matt. I mean, I'd love to see him try a bag of grouse with a shot of passionate pink.
Morning.
Oh, morning, Anna.
Hiya.
Good joke?
No, not really. Just Dad.
Oh, right.
What can we do for you?
Well, it's more what I can do for you. I was wondering if you need any help on the combine or hauling grain today.
Well, that's your department, really, Debbie. How are we fixed?
I think we're covered, thanks. We've got Mike in today.
Oh. Well, what about this evening?
Not really, no. When we're finished here, I've got a couple of hours combining at Beach Bank, then. So I'm going over to Edgley.
Oh, right.
And it was Debbie who picked that contract up, as you remember.
Yeah, of course it was.
Oh, I'll tell you what might be useful, Adam.
Uh-huh.
If you're free early afternoon, I could do an escort over there. You know, warn oncoming traffic.
Well, can't Mum do that?
No, she needs one behind and one in front. I mean, if you don't want to do it...
No, that's fine.
Great, thanks. I'll give you a call when I'm ready.
OK. Well, if that's it, I'll get off to the strawberries, then.
OK. Have fun.
Thanks.
How are you doing, Debbie?
Yeah, getting there. Oh, and the other thing about Lillian...
Bye, then.
Bye.
Yeah?
She's got Eddie and Jazza lined up to do her garden.
But Jazza's a complete knuckle grazer. And Eddie doesn't know one flowering plant from another.
I know. And who's she in all this? Charlie Dimmock or Lady Chatterley?
Oh, please.
I thought you were pretty much full-time on Neil's house these days, Mike.
Well, I'd be roofing if we got the tiles.
Oh, right.
They come on pallets, shrink wrap, right? They drop them off and wave bye-bye. When Neil comes to open them up, they're all the wrong ones.
Oh, typical.
So, I've got to go back, and Neil's had to, like, lay me off.
Well, it's lucky Brian could use you.
Yeah, exactly, because I'd still want paying.
Yeah, and I bet Neil's counting every penny.
He's got it. This wedding's going to set him back a bit. Do you know how much Susan spent on her outfit?
No.
Over 300 quid.
Really?
Yeah, and she ain't got none of the shoes or bag or nothing yet.
Right.
Nice Roy being best man, though.
Is he?
Yeah. Will's had to find another substitute for Ed bunking off like that.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Only snag is, you'll have to pay Brenda a compliment. He's got to do the toast of the bridesmaids. That's going to stick in his throat a bit.
Ah, come on, they get on fine.
Yeah, they do. We're lucky. More than you can say for the Grundy boys.
Yeah, it's very odd, this job of Ed's, isn't it? He's helping with the harvest over there.
Apparently.
Still, Roy's probably a much safer choice.
Don't know about that. Should hear some of the plans he's got for the stag night.
Well, as long as he settles the bill, I never got the money off Kenton for mine.
Oh, yeah. Hey, didn't he go to the wrong church or something?
Don't remind me. No, whatever Roy does, he can't make as much of a hash of things as Kenton did.
It all gets sorted in the end, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Women love making a fuss, but all they really need is the weather.
True. The one thing you can't control. You don't think these clouds are going to come to anything, do you?
I can say. Forecast was edging its bets.
I heard. Scattered showers, localised, some heavy. Very helpful.
Cover every eventuality, don't they?
Yeah. Well, better get on with this baling anyway. I'll see you later.
Yeah, I'll see you later.
Right.
Look, you might get Swiss chard like that past some people, but you don't deliver it to my kitchen. Good. Well, when will it be here? Yeah, I suppose it'll have to be. Yeah, okay, bye. Sorry about that.
No, I'm really impressed.
You can't take any nonsense from suppliers.
Exactly. That's what I wanted to ask you about, Ian. You know we're trying to move the dinners at Loxley Barrett in a more healthy direction.
Yeah, I'd heard.
But I need to pick your brains about suppliers. We're really keen to use seasonal foods.
Look, can I stop you right there, Kathy? Look, I'm happy to talk to you about it, but just not now. Well, we're starting lunch service pretty soon, and my sous chef's called in sick.
There's a lot of it about. I'm just getting over a nasty cold myself.
Well, look, I can see you tomorrow. First thing?
Oh, that'd be great. 9-ish?
Perfect.
Oh, thanks. Right, I'd better get into work. See what Nigel knows about football.
Well, isn't he more likely to be a rugby man?
Yes, probably. It's a bit of a vain hope, really. I'm looking for someone to take Jamie to a game.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, Sid's got these tickets for some pre-season friendly or something, between Villa and Felpersham. Mm. But now I can't take him. He was trying to persuade me to go.
Well, is that the one on the 12th?
Yeah, that's right.
Well, I'm going. Well, Jimmy can come with me if he likes.
Oh, really?
Well, yes, I'm going anyway. You know, wouldn't mind the company. It's not Adam's kind of thing.
Oh, well, it is very kind of you, and it's fine as far as I'm concerned. I'll have a word with Sid.
Right, where do you want me?
Thanks for coming, Adam.
Oh, you took your time.
Well, let's brief my pickers properly. We don't want any misunderstandings.
Yeah, quite.
You're still going then, Devs? There's clouds.
No, that's not.
Oh, no, it's been like this all day.
Okay.
Anyway, if you could follow on behind, Adam.
Behind?
Well, Dad said he'll go in front, so...
Is that all right with you?
Fine.
Right, let's go then.
Heavy showers? Ah, it's a blimmin' monsoon.
Really started to throw it down.
Oh, and he just got me trailer shitted up in time. Mind it, I'm cheering Neil up.
Okay.
Well, if I hadn't sent the wrong tiles, it'd be him paying me to sit around instead of Brian Oliver. Want some tea, David?
Oh, yes, please.
And I've got a pack of cards on somewhere. Ooh. No trouble there.
Oh, great. I'll get these boxes organised.
Hey!
Oh, very cosy.
So, what do you recommend, Poppy?
Yeah, whatever. Oh.
Well, it's foul out there.
All right, Poppy, do you want me to cut you in?
What? Oh, no, thanks. No, I've got plenty I can be getting on with. I suppose I'll be getting a call from Debbie any minute.
Yeah, this will put the mockers on her combine.
Yeah, she may want to bring it back. But I don't suppose you've seen Mum, have you? Or
no.
Brian?
Your Mum had to go up the riding course. I haven't seen Brian this last hour.
I haven't seen him all day.
Fair enough. Well, if I'm not in the office, I'll probably be in the coal store if anyone wants me.
Okay.
See you.
See ya. Yeah. All right. Well, you stick in a twisting.
I'll stick.
I'll twist. Yeah, talk about twisting. This is about you going salsa dancing.
Yeah, I am, believe it or not.
Nah, that's good on you.
Well, it was just to give Ruth a partner, really. Now Usha's got a shock. She was feeling a bit left out.
Oh, right.
Missing her gossip as much as the dancing, I think, but still, I seem to be making up for it last night.
Oh, yeah? But you're enjoying it, are you?
Oh, yeah, it's good fun. Have you ever done it?
Nah, I mean, bet you stick the ball and... Looks a laugh, though. That's what they're doing on that trailer thing on the telly, like, you know, when it comes between the programmes.
Eh? Oh, yeah. That's right, yeah.
Yeah, what's the rhythm? One, two, three?
Well, it's more sort of one, two, three, and. One, two, three, and. Two, three, and, if you know what I mean. Well, it's like this, look.
One, two, three, and.
You're very quick.
Yeah, well, Caroline said I was always a natural. Okay, I'm bored with that. Then what?
Right, well, you add in a few twists and turns. It's 1, 2, 3, and 1, 2, 3, and 1, 2, 3, and 1. And then you sort of go back to back. And 1, 2, 3.
Oh, yeah!
1, 2, 3.
Has anyone seen Adam?
Oh, hi, Brian. He was here a minute ago, waiting for you.
Well, where's he now? In the office, he said.
Or the cold store.
No, I've looked there. God, this is typical. He's like the Scarlet Pimpernel when you want him.
Have you tried his phone?
Of course I have. He's not picking it up. Well, can't help you then, I'm afraid.
Debbie needs an escort back and Jenny's already gone.
Well, Adam realised that. Perhaps he's gone too.
Well, how do I know? I don't want to leave Debbie stranded.
Has she tried to call him?
Yes, she can't get him either. Oh, I'll have to go myself. I don't know how we're going to teach him to pick up his blasted phone. This is how he got in that mess with the grain dryer the other week.
Well, it often depends where you are, Brian. I mean, the signal can come and go a bit.
Which will no doubt be his excuse. Anyway, I'd better go. Mike, there's no need for you to sit around. Huh? Jeff could use some help. I've got him stripping down the 7700.
Oh.
And if you have a look at it, the front linkage on the one you were driving could do a tightening up.
Yeah, right you are.
It's not easing off, is it? Suppose I'd better push off home.
You might as well. By the way, what the hell were you two up to when I came in?
Oh, what a day.
I'll wrestle you for us.
Here, a beer? Oh, thanks. I traipsed all the way to Edgley to bring Debbie and the Combine back. I thought I might have got a brownie point for using my initiative, but no, Mum and Brian turned up as well. So I get it in the neck just because I didn't pick my phone up because I was driving over there at the time. Of course, by the time I got there, it was too late to ring Brian and tell him not to come.
Oh, dear.
And none of it's Debbie's fault, of course. And I told him it was going to rain.
Well, do you want to swap them for Jack mithering on endlessly about Trifle?
Trifle?
Yeah, and Linda going on and on about her video evening tomorrow. Roy asking me what I know about Dublin for the stag night.
What do you know about Dublin?
Well, I don't know about as much as he does. Oh, and Cathy Perks bothering me about local suppliers.
Okay, you win. Sounds horrible.
Well, it was.
At least it's your night off. I'm back early because of the rain. What should we do?
Oh, well, that's the other thing. I've got Vincenzo off sick. I've got to do dinner.
Oh, no.
I can get tomorrow night instead.
That's no good. Debbie's got me sidelined into doing a shift on the grain dryer tomorrow night till 11.
Yeah, and I'm not sure about Thursday.
This is hopeless. I'm getting all the worst harvest jobs, if I'm allowed to help at all.
Oh, come on, you're not complaining, are you? I mean, I thought you had a full-time job with the strawberries and the venison.
I'd still like to help out. But no, Wonder Woman's got everything under control.
Well, I mean, that's good, isn't it? I mean, you'd like it a lot less if she was trying to muscle in on your side of things.
Well, maybe, but...
Look, it's a simple division of labour, surely.
Yeah, I know, but...
Oh, come on, Adam. Look, I mean, we all know you're a sensitive flower, but aren't you being just the tiniest bit unreasonable?
Nigel's inspecting the damage, but after inclement weather.
I thought that rain might have knocked some of them off their support, but they don't seem to have done too badly.
At least it saved you having to water them for once.
Yes, your thirsty little vines, aren't you?
Nigel, you're doing it again.
What?
You see, you don't even know.
I wasn't, was I?
Yes, you were.
I'm sorry, Lizzie. I am trying to break the habit.
I know lots of gardeners swear by it.
I'll ask Mummy about a 12-step programme, shall I?
I'd rather you ask her what she expects us to do about her birthday.
Oh, yes.
It's a typical Julia setup, isn't it? I mean, she's absolutely paranoid about anyone knowing her age.
I might be the same when I'm 80.
Well, fine. In that case, you keep it quiet and let everyone ignore it. But you know, Julia, if we don't make a huge fuss on her birthday, she gets all offended.
It is a bit of a poser.
Especially as she knows we know.
Well, look, I think we should have a party anyway, and just not mention her age.
Well, it's not that easy, is it? People are bound to ask. I mean, look at all that performance for her 70th, having to hide her cards.
I wonder if there's a tactful way around it.
What, United Nations peacekeeping force?
Well, it is something worth celebrating, whether Mummy thinks so or not.
And what do you think, then? A nice evening party? Food and dancing?
Yes, that'd be perfect.
Unless, what about a theme?
Oh, no, please, Lizzie, don't get Kenton involved.
No, a subtle theme. Look, when she was born, the 20s, It's gorgeous, those flapper dresses, the music.
But we don't want people to work out that she was born in 1924.
No, but if we just say the 20s, people might think it was 1929.
Oh, I'm with you. No, hang on, that'll never work. I'm sorry, but think about the age of the people who'll be coming.
What about them?
We can't have Jack and Peggy and Mercedes in Sydney doing the Charleston. It's positively dangerous.
Do them good. Get their joints going.
No, Lizzie, not without paramedics on standby.
All right, then. Well, even better, move it on a decade, the 30s, when Julia was an ingenue on stage.
That was more the 40s, really.
Oh, that's a pity. I think I'm a bit 40'd out, quite honestly, after D-Day and the Jitterbug Ball.
Me too. Well, look, let's just blur it and go for the 30s, then.
Yeah, I mean, if they think she was born in the 30s, so much the better. And people can either come in costume or just wear a posh frock.
I could wear my grandfather's smoking jacket.
Cigarette holders, peach satin, diamante clips. Oh, that whole Noel Coward thing.
Oh, there's wonderful tweed plus fours in the dressing up box.
Oh, Nigel.
Afternoon, Julia. So are we going for it, then?
Yes, definitely. As long as you promise, I can be the one who bursts in through the French windows asking if anyone's for tennis.
I really would prefer it if you could move the screen to the back wall for tonight.
That's not very easy to arrange, Linda.
Sid, nothing about this whole venture is easy. Do you think it's going to be easy to persuade people to raise the funds for a feasibility study, which we have to do in order to attract more funding? Exactly. It is quite a complex concept to grasp, which is why I want buckets on the door for our fighting fund.
That sounds fairly simple.
But I don't want people just tossing pound coins in there willy-nilly.
Oh.
So I shall explain fully in my introduction that there are ways I can maximise the contributions.
Yeah, I've got to be careful, Linda. You have to watch it with people collecting money on the premises.
You let the Salvation Army go round at Christmas.
They're a charity.
So is my BPT.
Oh, well, all right then, but... I'm sure you understand. I've got my licence to think about.
And your reputation. Now you're South Borsetshire Pub of the Year.
Yeah, true.
So why, pray, have you allowed that leering dwarf to be placed outside?
Oh, I don't expect anything. I've never been one to make a fuss about my birthday. Oh, you all right, Elizabeth?
Fine, thanks. Fine.
Well, the thing is, Mummy, it is rather a significant birthday this year.
Is it?
Yes. And it really would be a shame to let it pass.
We'd like to do something for you, Julia. You'd like a party, surely.
What sort of party?
An elegant evening party. Tasteful music, delicious food. Everyone in evening dress or costume if they want.
Costume?
We thought, Mummy, that we might have a 1930s theme.
The 30s? Why?
Because it was such a stylish decade. Dance, band, music, fabulous fashions.
The approach of war.
Honestly, do you have to be so negative? We're trying to give you a celebration here.
Oh, I'm sorry, both of you. I'm being most ungrateful.
Juliet,
I'm being a miserable old woman. Anyone would think I was going to be 80, not 75.
Exactly, Mammy.
So, can we start sending out the invitations?
Wording.
Oh, I think we'll just invite everyone to a celebration of a very special person's birthday. Don't you?
Oh, Nigel, that sounds admirable. Thank you. Now, what shall I wear?
If people have got to traipse past that hideous gnome anyway, then I don't see why he shouldn't be holding a collection bucket.
I've taken enough stick about that gnome as it is. I don't want one of his arms snapping off.
I must say, Sid, you've got more confidence in the generosity of the average Ambridge resident than do I. I doubt it's going to be exactly weighed down with donations.
Well, that's not what you were saying earlier.
Sid, that is hardly the point.
Not exactly all sweetness and light, is it?
No, and if Linda's still got those remarks about our house in this video, it's not going to get any better either.
Evening.
Oh, hello, Nigel.
What remarks are these?
Oh, Linda had that Griff Rhys-Jones say that our house was a blot on the landscape in that film of hers.
She did.
She did?
But your house is expanded. I was going to congratulate you, Neil, on the progress you've made.
Oh, thank you. As someone who's raised a crap barn, I know how hard it is to get even the shell of a building off the ground.
Yeah, you tell Linda that.
I might well. I do with cheering up. I sent the wrong tiles at the beginning of the week and still no sign of the right ones. Anyhow, I'm going to get a drink. Can I get you anything?
No, Liz is doing the honours, thanks.
All right. Kathy?
Oh, not for me, thanks. I want to catch Sid about something.
All right, you are. See you later, then.
Where's he got to?
The pins for you, Nigel.
Oh, thanks, Lizzie.
Oh, there he is. Excuse me.
Of course. That's quite a good turnout, isn't it?
Have you seen Debbie?
Oh, yes?
Over there with Jennifer. It was all she could do to say hello.
Oh. Oh, Lizzie.
I thought after all this time, according to David, she and Brian are like nothing ever happened. So why am I still being punished?
Sid! Sid, could I have a word?
What now? But Linda's about to start.
So?
Oh, all right then. We'd better go out the back.
Obviously, I've already started approaching local companies and prominent individuals who might wish to act as benefactors with some success. But the individual contribution is still of vital importance. I shall explain how you can make the most of your donation later. But first, in order to persuade you to part with your money, I'd like to present to you a short film which I made at my own expense to illustrate just why this particular cause is so dear to my heart. Right. Well, here we go.
South Dorsetshire and its countryside, blessed with abundant beauty, both natural and man-made. But this tranquil rural landscape is marred by a most unpleasant and unnecessary blot.
If she shows my house here...
No, it's all right, it's the cat and fiddle.
Maybe she's cut it here.
What, Linda, take notice of people's feelings, I doubt it.
The thing is, I think I found someone to take Jamie to the match.
Oh, great, who?
Ian.
Are you winding me up?
No.
Are you mad?
No.
You must be. No way.
Oh, I knew you'd react like this.
Why did you even bother telling me then?
Because, Sid, I can't believe you're still being so pathetic. What exactly do you think's going to happen to him?
I wouldn't even consider it.
He's not catching, you know.
Oh, don't be so stupid.
It's not me who's being stupid.
I'm telling you now, I'd rather rip those tickets up.
Oh, really?
Rip them up. And put up with a tantrum than let him go with him.
All over the countryside, ugly and unsynthetic buildings are suburban.
There it is. I knew it.
Let's at least.
She saved it right till the end.
Well, Well, that was a quick one of the bolts. I really don't think she needed to hear that.
Oh, thank you.
Well, it was only a few seconds, and I don't think it was obviously your place.
Mm.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you so much. I hope that after seeing that, that you won't need any further encouragement to dig deep and make a contribution to our fighting fund. Oh, and if I could just mention the principle of gifting...
Excuse me, Linda. It may well be a worthy cause, but there's another cause in the village a bit more immediate than saving some wreck of a building that's not exactly central to village life.
I'm sorry.
Not like the churches. And right now, we're in the middle of fundraising for new bell ropes. Some of you might already be coming to the Beetle Drive tomorrow.
Neil, if you don't mind...
And while I'm at it, I might just mention the sponsored bell ring in a couple of weeks. While we've got you a captive audience, you might say, me and my fellow bell ringers who are here will be coming around with our sponsor forms. Isn't that right, Nigel?
Yes.
What?
Which reminds me, you're a great supporter of the community, Linda.
Well, yes, I like to think
I'm sure you'd agree the church is a vital part of village life.
Of course.
But I don't seem to have you signed up to sponsor us. An oversight on your part, I'm
well,
sure.
Perhaps you'd
like to set everyone here an example. Now, how much shall I put you down for? 10? 20?
There must be someone else.
Like who?
Well, why can't Kenton take?
I've told you, it's his poker night.
Nigel?
He hates football.
Alistair?
Conference in Aberystwyth.
Oh. David?
Salsa. I must say you're being very sexist about this, Sid. Though why does that surprise me?
Sexist?
Well, you're not exactly pushing forward Jolene to take him, are you? Or Fallon?
Well, Jolene's going to be here for the presentation with me. And as for Fallon...
Yes?
Well, I did ask her, as a matter of fact. She just wasn't keen.
No, okay.
Anyway, if anyone should step into the breach and take him, it's you.
I'm working. Anyway, I know nothing about football. I can't explain that outside rule.
Offside.
Well, there you are, then. This is ridiculous. When you've got a perfectly good offer from Ian, who knows about football and is willing to take him.
It is not a good offer. I won't hear of it.
Oh, so that's it, is it? You'd rather see your son disappointed than give in on your point of prejudice.
Yes. When you put it like that, I would.
And that's your last word?
No, not quite. This is over my dead body.
Jill's giving herself a well-deserved night off.
Two egg and beans, please, Emma.
Right, would you like any toast or chips with that?
No, I don't think so.
But we've been swimming.
All right, then. I suppose you can have some toast.
Yes. Shall we get a table?
Yes, good girl. And get yourself some cutlery. Sorry about that.
It's okay. Just one slicer.
Yes, please. And not too much butter.
Okay.
It's no use campaigning for healthy school dinners if we undo all the good in the holidays.
Oh, I heard about that. How's it going?
I've got a fun job. Sorting out seasonal food so we can plan our buying.
Oh, yeah, Kathy said you were going to switch from the council supplier.
If we can. Probably we can't do it all at once. But we'd really like to use more local produce.
Sounds good.
There's only so much we can do for now. But we want to have something to show the governess in September.
Oh, right.
By which time you'll be married.
Yeah.
You must be getting excited.
Yeah.
I hear Will's on his third best man.
Well, not his fault.
No, of course not. And I'm sure Roy's a good choice. I mean, let's face it, Ed's not the most reliable of brothers, is he?
Well, he couldn't really turn this hungry thing down. It's a great chance for him.
No, I didn't mean...
I'd better get your eggs on.
Yes, thanks. I'd better join Pip.
Oh.
We'll watch it.
Oh, Will, what are you doing here?
Oh, I had to get some wire from the cash and carry. Well, I thought I could wait for you. No, we can go straight there.
What have we got there?
No, there's no point going home, is there? It starts at 6:45.
I'm really not in the mood for a Beetle Drive. I don't know why we said we'd go.
Oh, come on. We've got to. Your dad. And Christopher.
I know.
No, it's us they're doing it for, isn't it?
And they're not going to have new bell ropes in time for the wedding.
No, but all is phoning round to try and borrow some. Oh, George, he's had a hell of a time.
Yeah, all right. We'll go and keep everyone happy.
What?
Well, I just sometimes feel this wedding's more for everyone else's benefit than ours.
It's not like Jill to be lit.
It's very like Tom. Where's she got to, do you think?
She's taking Pip swimming, then she was taking her to Jack's for tea to save time.
Oh, well, Pip's probably eating her way through the menu. Swimming always makes them hungry, doesn't it?
I suppose so.
Yeah, have you seen this? Schedule for the flower and produce.
What? Oh, Phil brought one round. I haven't looked at it yet.
Yeah, some weird categories. Rude vegetable. Good job Ed Grundy's not here.
People are going to have fun with that.
And what's this about scarecrow in situ?
I got me to blame for that.
Evening, Alan.
Hi.
I was rather pleased they'd taken it up. I came across it on holiday once and it seemed like a bit of a laugh.
So people just got to make a scarecrow and stick it in the garden?
Ah, well, the idea is that it's appropriate. You know, Shuler can make a farrier scarecrow, Brookfield, we can make a shepherd or a herdsman, I suppose.
And I could just stick Tony at the end of the drive. Well, honestly, those dreadful glasses of his, he wouldn't need any dressing up.
Oh, there's Jill at last. Excuse me.
Yeah, sure. Pat, I've been trying all week to find an hour to come and see Helen. How is she?
Oh, no change, really. I wouldn't mind a word with you about her sometime.
Yeah, of course. I'd better get in there now, check everything set up, but how about at the end?
Oh, yeah, thanks, that'd be great.
OK. See you later. Evening.
Hi, Pat.
Hi. You're not coming to the Beetle Drive.
Sad, isn't it? It's taken us all week to get a night off together, and this is where he brings me.
It'll be a riot.
Look, this may pass for a hot night in Ballymena.
Hi, this is how the hot nights in Ballymena start.
Well, now you've got me interested.
Oh, me too. Perhaps we should play by the Irish rules.
Well, how complicated is that?
I know.
Now, if you're happy with the scoring, we'll move on to winners and losers. When one game's been played and someone has shouted, Beetle, thank you, just testing. When someone shouted Beetle, then each pair who've been playing together on each table tots up their score and the two winners get up and move clockwise. Clockwise, thank you, to the next table. The losers stay on the same table. But, yes, there's always a but. Instead of sitting opposite each other, one of them moves, so they're sitting next to each other. Is that clear?
As much.
Thanks, Ian.
I think we are playing by the Irish rules.
Oh, I can see this is going to be chaos. Anyway, look, they're then joined by the winners from the neighbouring table who've moved on. Clever, isn't it? I was all day on the computer working that one out. There will be a break for refreshments at about 7:30.
We're going to need one.
And then play will resume. Right, shall we start?
Yes!
All right then, let battle or beetle commence.
Another one. Sorry, Pat.
Oh, we've got enough legs for a centipede, but no eyes and no tail.
You're still ahead of us. It took us about 10 throws to get a body.
My beetle looks a bit lopsided. Perhaps I should have distributed his legs a bit better.
Don't see? Oh, that's hopeless. It's more like a sputnik.
I'm quite proud of it, really. It's very Tate modern.
Come on, your goal.
Yeah, right. Five, three.
Five again. It's a hydron, I think.
Come on, Pat. A two or a four?
I knew he wasn't a competitor.
Peter!
Oh, no.
Here's Pip.
Beaten by my own daughter. I'll never live this down.
And we have a winning pair, Pip and Phil.
Yes.
The first game of the evening, there's everything to play for. Now, you know what to do now. Each pair tops up their scores. Winners, move to the next table, please. Losers, stay where they are, except move next to one another, OK?
Right. OK, what have we got? 6, 5, 4, 2, 3, 20.
23!
Well done.
Oh, thank goodness for that. You'd have been insufferable otherwise. Come on, Ruth. Oh, we'll see you later.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye. Hey, by the way, did Kathy take you up on your offer to take Jamie to the match?
Oh, no, Sid's been able to make other arrangements.
Like hell he has.
Oh, come on.
Look, it's obvious why Sid wouldn't want you to take him.
Look, it's you that's got issues with Sid, not me. If he doesn't want me to, that's fine, but, you know, hey, he knows the offer's there.
He'd rather emigrate than let you take the kid, I bet.
It's not worth making a fuss about.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, hi.
I meant to join you.
Worthy winners, were you?
Well, it's better than I thought. I got quite into it.
Hey, Will, have you found a poem yet?
No. I'm still working on it.
Well,
Mum's got all her poetry books out. If you're stuck, she'd love to advise you.
Thanks.
Have you found yours, Emma?
What?
Your love poem for Will.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Thanks, Alan. That was great.
Oh, Pip did very well. Hope you all enjoy the bowling.
We will.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Alan. Great night. Are you coming for a drink?
Oh, I'd love to, Ian, but I've got to hang on here for a bit.
Night. Good news about the bell rope.
Yes, isn't it?
Okay, then we'll head off.
Cheers. Thanks for coming. Yeah. Night.
You had a good crowd.
Yes, I reckon we'll have made on getting for £300, including the raffle. Oh. Anyway, now it's quieting down a bit.
If you're sure it's convenient.
Oh, of course. So, what's been going on?
Well, she's still very withdrawn. Not really talking to anyone. Still not eating.
I see.
You haven't seen her round the village or anything?
No.
No. No, she's only really been going to work and coming straight home again. Anyway, she's painfully thin.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Last week we had this awful supper time. I got upset. Begged her to eat something.
Did she?
Well, yes, a bit, but now, of course, she's pulled away again. And I find it so difficult. And it's not so much the not eating, well, not just that, but her being so distant with me.
Mm, right. Have you tried to get her to see anyone? You know those names I got you? Counsellors?
No.
Or talk to any of them yourself?
No. Kirsty thinks I should just tackle Helen about it. Try to get her to open up, but I'm terrified, quite honestly.
Why terrified?
Well, Helen and I haven't got a very good history of me speaking my mind. I mean, when I finally told her what I thought about Greg, well, it really came between us. I can't risk that again.
Ah, you're frightened of opening up that whole thing again.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, I am. What if she comes back at me with what I said about Greg? There's so much pain and anger dammed up in there. I mean, she...
Well, what if she does bring it up? Let her.
You think so?
Well, like you say, she's holding in so much. It's got to come out sometime, Pat. And surely it's better with you. Well, it's more likely with you. She knows she can shout at you. Better with you than with anyone else.
I don't know.
You know, it's all so hard to give advice. People say it's easy, but the thing is, Pat, what I feel is sometimes you have to take a risk to move things on. Otherwise, you'll just stay stuck, won't you?
It's sort of chopped the evening in half, hasn't it? It's too early to go to bed, but too late to start doing anything else.
Yeah.
You hungry?
Not really. Had all that cake halfway through.
Oh, yeah.
Why not? We could do. I could give you your birthday presents.
No, it's not till Saturday.
Oh, I know, but I shan't be seeing you tomorrow, shall I? If you're staying over the caravan after you've been shopping.
Yeah, I'll have to. No, Mum, we won't get out of Underwoods till they throw us out.
And I want you to have them to open first thing.
Oh, I will. Or can't you just bring them round Saturday morning?
No, I want you to open them the minute you wake up and think of me, like I'll be thinking of you. I'll go and get them.
Them? What, there's lots, are there?
Yeah, wait and see.
You are lovely. You spoil me.
Oh, I like spoiling you. There's one I'd really like to see you open, though.
What? I can have it now?
Not if you don't want to.
No. I'd love to. Which one is it?
This.
Ooh.
Go on, then. I'm hopeless. First I was going to give it you on the wedding day, and then the day before. Then I brought it forward to your birthday, and now I can't even wait for that.
Well, it's really beautiful.
You like it?
It's gorgeous. Oh, I've always wanted one of these.
Oh, I know loads of girls have got them.
Not as nice as this one. Oh, could you put it on for me?
Oh, sure. A floating heart.
What?
Well, I don't know why they call it that. Because it's like the outline of a heart, I suppose. Not solid. Not like us.
No.
I love you so much, Em.
Yeah. I know you do. And I love you. Well, I do.
Niels hit a brick wall. Thank you.
said that yesterday. Oh, broke down, did it? Very unfortunate. Monday? Oh, all right, you'll have me in tears in a minute. Monday, then. Right, they better be. Bye.
Usual hard luck story, is it?
These blooming tiles. Monday they're coming now.
Well, at least you haven't had to pay Mike for sitting around.
That's the only bit of luck I have had.
Oh, no, it isn't. George has managed to borrow those bell ropes. The beetle drive went well.
Over £300, Alan reckons.
Well, there you are, then. And you got a load more sponsors last night.
Okay. You're very philosophical.
Well, we've got more immediate things to worry about than roof tiles, Neil. A wedding, for instance.
I haven't forgotten.
I'm really going to knuckle down with Emma this weekend. We should start writing out the place cards.
You reckon you'll have some energy left, do you, after your great shopping trip?
Morning.
Oh, hello, Lum, what's in there?
All my birthday presents from Will.
Isn't he good? Aren't you lucky?
I don't know where we're going to put them.
They could go in the shower, I suppose.
Shower? They might get dripped on. Wonder what they are.
Oh, I know what they are.
Oh, you've been squeezing them, have you?
No. I could tell he really wanted me to open them in front of him. So I did, and then he made me wrap them up again.
He's so thoughtful, isn't he?
Yeah. Oh, look, this is my main present. Didn't wrap this one up again.
Oh, that's beautiful. Look, Neil. Little art.
Very nice.
It is lovely, isn't it? I am lucky to have him.
Oh, it must be time for the rennet. I'm just about to do it. Temperature's 29.2. That's okay, isn't it? Fine. As long as it doesn't go over 30. It's a while since I made any cheese.
Oh, look, I can manage it by myself, you know, Mum.
I know. I just felt like a change.
Oh, no!
What?
The water wasn't cool enough.
Oh, never mind.
Oh, it's ruined! Everything's going wrong today.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
No, just mix up another batch and then we'll have a break. We've got to leave it to set anyway.
I don't need a break. Things I can be doing.
Well, I'm having one. I think you should too. It is nearly lunchtime.
I'm sorry for bringing you here, love.
I don't mind.
It's a bit of a busman's holiday for you, but... Oh, I had to sit down.
Yeah, it's hard work shopping.
Oh, I'm ever so pleased with my shoes, though. And the bag.
Yeah, that's perfect, Mum.
I'm just going to have another pink. I hope the heel's not too high.
Mum, you were long enough deciding.
Oh, don't worry, I'm only teasing. I love them.
Good. You don't want to go taking them back. We'll need all afternoon to get your hat.
Yeah. I hope there'll be some summery ones left. Starting bringing out all the autumn stuff now.
Stupid, isn't it?
Have you got everything you need for the honeymoon? Sun lotion and that?
Yeah, I got it ages ago.
Did you do like I said? Tell them you were honeymooners? Because the hotel won't give you a bottle of champagne or fruit or whatever unless they know.
Yeah, we're always going to tell them, Mum.
Hey, they might even upgrade your room. The honeymoon suites.
Yeah.
Oh, I remember when you and Will went away for your 18th. Your dad and I weren't exactly thrilled.
No, you weren't.
Little girl. Well, your dad was worse than me, really. Hard, you know, when you're a parent and you suddenly realise your children are, well, going to have a sexy life.
Mum.
Well, it is. But listen, Emma, we're such a lovely boy. Oh, I don't know how we could have ever worried. And you can see by the way he looks at you. He worships you, Emma.
I know.
You could spend all your life looking. You'd never find anyone again who loves you like he does.
No.
You're very quiet, love. Right?
I'm fine, yeah.
I hope I haven't worn you out dragging you round.
No. I'm enjoying it.
Well, I know I am. Oh, jeez.
They're playing your song.
Right, we better be getting back. There's no hurry. We've got to leave it a good hour anyway.
I hope it's set okay.
I'm sure it will. You know what you're doing.
It might be like that bit in Tess, you know, Thomas Hardy.
Tess of the D'Urbervilles?
Yeah, when the butter won't come.
Oh!
Well, there's no need to sound quite so surprised. I can read, you know.
No, I'm trying to remember. Wasn't the churn broken or something? Some man's got one of the dairymaids into trouble and Mr. Crick puts him in the churn.
Yeah, but it wasn't Mr. Crick. It was the girl's mother.
Ah. Ellen.
Anyway, time to get back to work. And before you ask, yes, thanks. I've had plenty to eat.
I wasn't going to say anything.
Thought Dad's not a Rosso was a bit tough, though.
Ellen.
What?
I've got to talk to you.
If this is about
food... It's not about food. Helen, I can't stand us being like this any longer. So estranged from one another.
Mum,
I'm sorry. I can't bear it anymore. Losing you like this, seeing you get further and further away from me, it's like losing John all over again. But worse, almost. Because I have to watch it happen and I can't bear it. I so want to help you and I can't.
Help me? You hated Greg.
I didn't.
You did.
Didn't hate him.
Well, you didn't like him. You never wanted me to be with him in the first place. You were always sniping at him. You didn't like the fact that he was divorced, that he'd got the girl.
It wasn't that.
Well, what was it then? You didn't think he was good enough for me?
You know, Helen. I didn't think he was right for you.
Yeah. You made up your mind, you judged him, and you never gave him a chance.
We let you live with him.
Let me? I'm 25!
We didn't try to stop you.
Yeah, but you made it perfectly clear you weren't happy. You tried to poison our relationship from the start.
Helen, I'd never do that. I just wanted you to be happy.
And I was.
Were you? Really?
Yes.
Really?
Yes, I was happy.
Okay. Okay, I'm sorry.
I was.
Okay. I know how much you must miss him, Helen. Oh, love. Oh, Helen. Oh. Oh, come here.
Oh, Mum.
Shh. There. Come on. Come on, you're all right.
Mum.
Come on. Come sit down. There you are. Sit. Oh, poor love, I'm so sorry.
No, it's not you. I'm sorry.
You've got nothing to be sorry for.
Oh, I have. Lots.
No.
Of course I wasn't happy. Not all the time.
Oh, Helen.
There was always something. He thought Uncle Brian was getting at him. Or Michelle. Oh, he was falling out with Sonia.
He was so lucky to have you.
Oh, I don't know about that.
He was. That's what I always felt. That he didn't appreciate you.
Maybe. But now I just keep wondering, maybe with someone else he would have been better. He would have shaken himself out of things.
Helen, you did everything anyone could have done and more.
I tried so hard to make it work, Mum. I tried everything I could think of and it was just all such a waste of time.
You mustn't look at it like that.
But it was. And it seems so selfish, but on top of everything, I can't help thinking that I've just wasted 3 years of my life.
No, you haven't.
What, you're defending him now? You were right all along.
There's no right about it.
Oh, listen. Greg was a disaster for me. Alive, dead. It's nothing but heartache.
Oh, Helen.
You were right and I was wrong. Greg and I were wrong for each other.
Helen, it's not about who was right. You know you had some good times with Greg. Those memories will come back.
Will they?
Yes. Oh, love, I know what you're going through. I do know. After John died, all I could think about was the times I told him off or shouted at him or he shouted at me. It took ages for things to even out. All we want to do, your dad and I, is help you through it. We love you so much.
I know.
But you've got to stop punishing yourself for what you might or might not have done. Greg had given up on himself. I'm not going to let you do the same.
Oh, you're back early. I didn't think I'd see you two till the shop shut.
Oh, is that tea? Brilliant. Oh, hi, Dad.
Hello, sit yourselves down.
Oh, nearly walked our legs off today.
Did you get your shoes then?
Oh, I did. And a hat and a bag.
Oh, great.
And it wasn't all from me.
I persuaded Emma to have something offers for her birthday instead of just the money.
Oh, yeah?
This duvet set. Look, isn't it pretty?
Oh, yeah, yeah, very. There you are, Emma.
Thanks. Oh, God, such a headache.
Oh, love, you should have said.
Yeah, it is a bit muggy. Open that window, Susan.
Yeah, OK. Oh, that's better. Bit of a breeze.
Yeah.
Oh, love, your mum's worn you out.
Dad, don't be nice to me, please.
Oh, Emma. Oh, Neil, look at her. She's exhausted.
Oh, all right. Really?
Dear, come here. Come here.
Dad, it's my fault dragging you round all day.
No, it's not that.
No, it's a stressful time before you get married. Everyone says so.
Yeah.
There's so much to think about. It's no wonder you're all over the place.
Oh, that's right. But it'll all be worth it. Just think, love. In 3 weeks' time, you'll be married. Nothing to worry about. It'll just be you laying on that beach next to the man you love.
Yeah.
You and Will looking forward to married life together. What could be better than that?
With more from The Archers on Sunday, with the morning omnibus starting at 10, then in the evening at 7, Jill decides she's ready for the high life. With any luck, that means she's about to spend Elizabeth's inheritance. The Archers was written by Joanna Toy, and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Pebble Mill studios by Kate Oates. The editor is Vanessa Whitburn.